Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. We're on the road next door to our studio in the Gillespie Building to the Greater Lansing Visitors and Convention Bureau. And on hand today we have Ren Zheng, and he is with Eontech. And so welcome to the program, Ren. And for the listeners out there, Ren is also a broadcaster, a part of our Michigan Business Network team. Welcome to the program, Ren.
Thank you.
So can you tell the listeners a little bit about what was announced here today?
Okay, actually, you know, we try to build the connection between Beijing and Michigan, you know, go through the tourism side, you know. And also we are very happy, you know, many Michigan people already in Beijing, including governor and mayor and some other people. Also, plus Chris Holman, you know, actually. So, you know, we want to promote more Beijing to American, to Michigan, and build a strong connection. So let Michigan understand Beijing very well. And also reverse, you know, we want Michigan, you know, promote Michigan to Beijing, let Beijing people know Michigan and understand Michigan also very well. And we hope both parties can benefit from such connection, from such communication, and profit for all the parties.
And I understand that the Beijing Municipal Commission of Tourism and Development were a major sponsor of last week's Michigan Celebrates Small Business, that celebration that was held at the Lansing Center here in Lansing, Michigan.
Okay, yes. You know, actually, you know, last year, Juan Verge Brano, mayor of Lansing, and also Chris Holman go to Beijing. They met with the head officer of the Beijing Municipal Commission of Tourism Development, and they introduced a lot about Lansing. So this is the reason Beijing come here and also sponsor the Michigan Celebrate Small Business. They want more Michigan know Beijing, you know.
So after today, where we had a audience of city, region, and state officials, do you see meetings being set up to try to figure out how we move forward?
Yes, I think, you know, actually, you know, I think it will move forward quickly because, you know, Chris Holman will be in China again on June 5th. Very quick.
Okay, thank you so much. Once again, I've been speaking with Ren Zheng, and he is part of our Michigan Business Network, where he is also with Eontech, which is the largest tourism consultant in China. And this was the announcement of Beijing's focus on Michigan. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier is sitting in for Chris Holman. We're on the road to the Greater Lansing Visitors and Convention Bureau in downtown Lansing for a press conference as Beijing Focus on Michigan took place on Tuesday, May 12th. Here are some excerpts from that session.
So with that, let's start off with a little something. Ren, if you would like to come up and introduce what you're going to do here, please welcome up Beijing.
Thank you for all your coming. This is my pleasure to be here to make a presentation for everybody here. So today, we want to talk about something about Beijing and Michigan. We'll focus on tourism. However, not only focus on tourism, because tourism is a bridge. It can connect for business, for investment people, and also for any opportunity we can reach. So, the first question is, why Beijing go to Michigan? As many of you know, many Chinese would like to go to New York City, would like to go to Los Angeles, San Francisco, but why we are here today? So, you know, this is Governor Schneider. He has been in Beijing many times. This is the first reception he's in Beijing. So, you know, he go to Beijing, try to promote Beijing, try to promote Michigan to Beijing and to all the China people. This is Verge, and last year, November, we had a meeting with the head officer of Beijing, you know, Beijing Municipal Commission of Tourism Development. Today, I represent Beijing Municipal Commission of Tourism Development to be here. This, you know, we also have some high school students sit down with Chris, with Verge together, try to know what Chinese high school students know. And Verge and Chris also strongly introduce MSU And U of M to all the Chinese students. Hope so they can be here. And also bring their family to be here. This is the kind of team, you know that. Yeah. This is Lansing Regional Chamber of Commerce. We have reception in China for almost 25 or maybe 25 people together there. You know, they bring a lot of news and a lot of information to China. And also let Chinese know, start to know Lansing, start to know Michigan. I will give you an example. You can see this boy. You sit down there. Come on, Harvey, stand up. You know, during that time, he's in the high school. He's a high school student. However, you know, he attended the meeting there. So everybody talked to him, MSU is good. So now he changed his mind. Now he's an MSU student. Sometimes I think, you know, if we want to attract more Chinese to be here, the best way is we need to let them know who we are, what we have. Then they start to know us. Then they start to be here, become our friends, become Lansing friends, become Michigan friends. So another question is, why Michigan go to Beijing? So actually, you know, Beijing, we call it the Beijing opportunity, Beijing dream.